Penguin Random House Audio presents In the Presence of the Enemy by Elizabeth George. Read for you by Donata Peters.
The book is preceded by a quotation from John Milton's Paradise Lost. For neither man nor angel can discern hypocrisy, the only evil that walks invisible, except to God alone. Part 1. Chapter 1. Charlotte Bowen thought she was dead. She opened her eyes into cold and darkness. The cold was beneath her, feeling just like the ground in her mother's garden planter, where the never-stop drips from the outdoor tap made a patch of damp that was green and smelly. The darkness was everywhere. Black pushed against her like a heavy blanket, and she strained her eyes against it, trying to force out of the endless nothing a shape that might tell her she wasn't in a grave. She didn't move at first. She didn't reach out either fingers or toes, because she didn't want to feel the sides of the coffin, because she didn't want to know that death was like this, when she'd thought there'd be saints and sunlight and angels, with the angels sitting on swings playing harps. Charlotte listened hard, but there was nothing to hear. She sniffed, but there was nothing to smell except the mustiness all round her, the way old stones smell after mould's grown on them. She swallowed and tasted the vague memory of apple juice, and the flavour was enough to make her recall. He'd given her apple juice, hadn't he? He'd handed over a bottle with a cap that he'd loosened, and shiny beads of moisture speckling its sides. He'd smiled and squeezed her shoulder once. He'd said, "Not to worry, Lottie. Your mum doesn't want that." Mummy, that was what this was all about.